This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, August 15th. God's word to you today is above all. Our scripture reading is taken from Luke 11, verse 2, the Voice Translation, and it says, "Here's how to pray. Father in heaven, may your name be revered. May your kingdom come. May your will be accomplished on earth as it is in heaven." Today's devotion will take a slightly different pattern. Today, like Jesus, we will begin and end with a prayer. So say out loud to God, "Father, here I am before you, Lord. You are my God and my Father, and I am at your disposal. Speak to me today, Lord. Rebuke me, challenge me. Strengthen me, infuse your life into me, and change my life, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen." The deepest struggles of mankind are enumerated in what we know as the Ten Commandments. When we align with God and overcome these struggles, we discover that our lives become richer, fuller, and more enjoyable, and God is glorified. The first commandment is our battle with deity, with God. The second commandment is our battle with worship. And the third commandment is our struggle with religion. Exodus 20 verse 7 says, "You must not misuse the name of the Lord your God. The Lord will not let you go unpunished if you misuse his name." This is an instruction not to misuse the name of the Lord our God. How you use someone's name, largely, is an indication of what the person is to you. The way we use a person's name is a clear reflection of their reputation with us. The challenge is that the world and the enemy constantly pushes people to commonize God's name, thereby making God's name of non-effect to us. That is the definition of religion, having a form of godliness and denying the power thereof. People mouth the name of God, but the name means nothing to them. Therein lies our struggle with religion. We misuse the name of God in many ways, and the first way is by commonizing his name. The dictionary is a reflection of the culture and arranges the meaning of the words based on the usage in order of primary, secondary, and so on. Looking up the name of Jesus shocked me, and this is why. The concise Oxford Dictionary defines Jesus primarily as a vulgarity, an exclamation, an expression of surprise or impatience. And the secondary meaning is the name of the founder of the Christian religion. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, regardless of the culture of my time, may your name always be hallowed in my life and with my lips. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.